We've reported the applicant for the Treasure Project has asked to proceed with a conditional use application as previously submitted years ago. On the phone, I have Brian Van Hecke. He's the founder of THINK. That stands for the Treasure Hill Impact Neighborhood Coalition. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Leslie. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, sure. It's been a while. So you and your organization, those who are part of your organization, have been against this project. Maybe you can just start by telling us, you know, why you're so opposed to the application.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Obviously, there's a long history here with this development or the proposed development. There are significant concerns that we have about this development involving safety, traffic, massing, density. I mean, this development as proposed is huge. It's massive. It involves over 1 million square feet, close to 1.2 million square feet, and the impact of this proposed development would really change the look and feel of Old Town Historic Park City forever. And it wouldn't just impact those that live around the project, it would really impact all of us here in Park City.
So, of course, you know the history here. Treasure, a vested development. It was from an agreement made 30 years ago or so. More recently, Park City has attempted to buy down the density, has looked at transferring density off of the parcel, all without success. Now the applicant says it's time to move forward. Do you agree that the applicant is entitled to some development here?
Well, back in 1986, when this project was approved, at least at that time, the vested rights are for about 400,000 square feet. At this point, the applicant has presented a project that is over, again, 1 million square feet, nearly three times more than was originally approved. So do they have property rights? Certainly. Should those come at the expense of everybody else in Park City? I don't think so.
Yeah, certainly, though, the applicant would disagree with you and say that the agreement actually calls for 400,000 square feet of net space. And if you were to look at, and the example he uses is the Montage. Again, there's about 400,000 square feet of net space. That means space that they can either sell or lease or actually use for business. The rest of it is to make that all happen.
We're aware of that and certainly understand where the math comes from, but it doesn't necessarily make the math right. It doesn't make it a good thing for Park City. That's why I think a lot of people in Park City have been very upset about the potential of this development and the impacts it'll have. So that's why I think the city has worked so hard to try to find a resolution that fairly compensates the Sweeneys for their development rights, but again, not at the expense that is Park City and all that is Park City and all that is great about Park City. I mean, this would have a really huge detrimental impact on not only our way of life, but again, just what Park City represents.
Yeah. Still, you know, when we hear from the applicant that what's being proposed here is a footprint of about 150,000 square feet of development, much of that will be, again, going up in height or down below for parking. And in return, we have like 5 million square feet of open space. So on the face of it, it sounds like we're getting a pretty good deal there.
It might sound like that, but I would encourage everybody to see the pictures, see what has been proposed as terms of the development. I mean, we're talking about towers looming over Park City that are 100 feet high approximately. It is a sprawling, huge proposed development of hotel towers, conference center, retail shops, restaurants, underground parking, et cetera. Major excavation, scarring of the land, and we just ask, is this really what's in the best interest of Park City? Is this really what we want right above historic Park City? And the people here at THINK would certainly say no.
Certainly, though, again, we've got an agreement in place, and it's got to be honored, no?
Well, you know, I mean, we're disappointed that an agreement could not be reached. You know, it's our feelings that you know, that it would be beneficial to Park City long-term to forever protect and preserve this sensitive hillside that, again, sits right above Old Town Park City. you know, there was a buyout plan that was proposed at around $15 million for a partial buy down, and then another one that looked at a full buy down at around, I think, of $48 million. And a survey was done back in 2011 by the city, and 75% of the people in Park City who participated in the survey were for having some increase in their taxes to help support a either partial or full buyout of this development. So clearly there is a large degree of sentiment that is against this development.
Hmm. Knowing that some development will likely happen here, I mean, what is it that you'll be asking the Planning Commission to consider?
Well, you know, the planning process, which was stopped previously, had looked at safety and traffic and massing, and those things certainly need to be revisited. We don't feel like they were ever fully resolved. And then we never got into such significant issues such as environmental and others. There were 15 different points that needed to be addressed. And I forget exactly where it was stopped in the process, but I know certainly that environmental issues for one and many others were never even discussed because we never got to that point.
Yeah, and that's something I know that you have brought out, the concern for the mine tailings, and, I mean, maybe whether or not it's even economically viable to have to truck all
and
of those off.
Those are discussions
off.
That are going to have to take place throughout the Planning Commission review process, and we look forward to having those discussions and really digging deep in terms of the impact that this development would have in terms of the toxicity of those remnants of the mining area up there in the land currently.
Yeah, the applicant has proposed a pretty stringent guideline. You think that's realistic?
Guideline in terms of?
Oh, the Planning Commission meetings and decision?
Yeah, in terms of the timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they set out a timeline that was supposed to start on April 27th. That's already been pushed back. I think the city is trying to get ready and trying to decide when the meeting should start. We had encouraged the city to set a realistic timeline and allow the public plenty of time and plenty of notice so that we can take part in the process.
All right. And I know that you have done a good effort of trying to round up the troops. How is it that people can find out more if they're interested in what you're doing here?
Yeah, thanks for asking. We have nearly 500 people who are part of Think, who have signed up, requested to become members, or on our email distribution list. You can find us online. We have a website that has a pretty comprehensive history of all the happenings. That can be found at thinkpc. It's thinkpc.wordpress.com. So that's thinkpc. You can also find us at Facebook, thinkpc, Think Park City. And we would encourage everybody to, or those that are interested and finding out what's happening, when meetings are scheduled, et cetera, to join Think. And we're happy to keep everybody up to date on happenings as it relates to Treasure Hill. I would also encourage people who want to see the pictures of this proposed development that they visit our website and visit us on Facebook, where we have images posted so they can have a better sense of the scale and scope of this proposed project.
Okay. Brian, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just would encourage people to find out more. If you don't know about Treasure Hill and you live here in Park City, you need to know about it. So please, please visit our website and get involved, because it'll have a huge impact on all of us.
All right. Brian, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Leslie.
Brian Van Hecke, again, the founder of Think. That's the Treasure Hill Impact Neighborhood Coalition.